The Braves and Cobb officials aren't confirming it, but the county's share of the $672 million stadium project is said to be around $450 million. Cobb's chief financial officer, Jim Pearson, said a framework is in place, but specifics are still being worked out. He said it'll be worth whatever it is.
You're going to have how many people come through for games and additional hotel nights, probably in Cobb County for the hotel motel tax. You're going to have spending, restaurants and businesses around there and more jobs. And you have the halo effect of any type of development. Property values may increase. You know, that's speculation, but I think there's going to be some added development.
He didn't say where the public funds would come from, but ruled out the county's hotel motel tax and special local sales tax revenue streams. The stadium will be located in the Cumberland Community Improvement District, which has its own taxing mechanism. Pearson said the Community Improvement District will be a major player in funding the deal, along with the Atlanta Braves. He said Cobb's Board of Commissioners will vote on a detailed agreement November 26th. He couldn't say whether the public would get a chance to see the agreement before then. Lance Lamberton, who heads the Cobb County Taxpayers Association, anticipates major pushback from the community.
Private for-profit organizations should not rely on taxpayer or public funds to be used to fund their enterprises.
Meanwhile, Atlantans are still grappling with the news. Mary Norwood was just elected back to her old city council seat.
I'm stunned. You know, even during all the campaign, there was just no information that this may be happening.
City Councilwoman Carla Smith, whose district includes Turner Field, said she was completely left out of negotiations that failed between the Braves and the city.
We're in denial. We're frustrated. We're angry. We're saddened. We don't even know which direction to turn.
In a written statement, Mayor Kasim Reed wished the Braves well and said he's excited about working with organizations interested in redeveloping the Turner Field corridor. Reed is holding a press conference later this morning about the move. Also, the Cobb Commission is set to meet today, but no word on whether the Braves deal will be discussed. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.